Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson, of course, and today, very glad to have Charles Hugh Smith back with me. Charles, how are you?
Great, Chris. As great as one can be on a manic Fed announcement day.
Well, it's not just any manic Fed announcement day. This is the first so-called tightening or rate hike in a decade, I guess, at this point. You know, if you count back to the fact that a decade ago they were lowering rates. So it's been a while since we've had a rising rate, and that's supposed to do all sorts of things. And of course, I heard the sigh at the beginning. I have the same sigh. This is, you know, obviously everybody expected this. I saw a lot of people even expecting the Fed was going to outright hike to 0.5%. That would have been a real hike. You know, we digested that a little in a few comments on the site yesterday, day before. But they didn't. They hiked to a range. They're keeping with the whole range idea. They want lots of flexibility. So the new range is from 0.25 to 0.5. So realistically, Charles, what's the difference between having a range that goes from 0 to 0.25 and one that goes from 0.25 to 0.5? The answer is nothing if you commit to sort of holding it at the lower end of the range now or the upper end before. So it's not a real big deal that way, but the whole idea of a rate hike is it's supposed to be so-called tightening, meaning there's less liquidity in the markets. The Fed, I pulled this out of their comments. They said, hey, don't listen. You know, if things change, you know, the current path of the rate environment we'd be open to modifying that, which is wink, wink, saying, hey, if things get bad, we'll lower it again. Don't worry. And secondarily, they said, oh, by the way, we're not going to be selling any of our treasuries, mortgage-backed securities, and we'll continue to roll over the proceeds from the MBS, and we will continue to roll over the maturing treasuries. Wink, wink, that's their way of saying, Charles, they're not planning to sell any of those, which is how you would normally accomplish a tightening, meaning you would pull money out of the market and you'd put these sorts of instruments back in. They're not going to do that. So I think they're going to do some other wiggles and lever pulls to attempt to accomplish getting a rate hike without actually doing any tightening whatsoever.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.